The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
September 12th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1958, a recent engineering hire at Texas Instruments, Jack Kilby, demonstrated the first fully functional integrated circuit with all of the electronic components encased in germanium. The U.S. Air Force immediately placed an order for TI's new integrated circuits, while elsewhere, Kilby's invention was refined and improved by others. This invention led to smaller electronic devices and the development of microcomputer technology.
These are the voyages of the Starship Voyager. Its 36-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out anomalous cosmic rays and new plasmas, to boldly go where no probe has gone before.
In 2013, NASA informed the world that space probe Voyager 1, launched in 1977 to explore Jupiter and Saturn, had become the first starship launched by the human race by crossing into interstellar space beyond the solar system.
Well, this is the spacecraft, the first to interstellar space. We made it. Well, we still had enough power to send back home what it was that we are now exploring in this new region of space. 35 years, 13 billion miles journey. It began in 1972 when the project started, July of 1972, with launches, two spacecraft in 1977 for Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. That was 1989. And then in 1990, we began what's now called the Voyager Interstellar Mission.
In 1959, however, the Soviet Union scored another milestone. This was the day that the Luna 2 probe was launched, becoming the first human-made object to impact the surface of the moon. In 1966, the next-to-last Gemini mission lifted off.
This is the Atlas Agena target vehicle for the Gemini 11 mission on Monday, September 12th. Gemini 11 is faced with a 2-second launch window. It must launch within 2 seconds of the planned liftoff or be scrubbed for this day. The main engines of the Gemini launch vehicle ignite within the planned 2 seconds. The Gemini 11 lifts off to an M equals 1 rendezvous.
Gemini 11 spent 3 days in space with astronauts Pete Conrad and Richard Gordon practicing rendezvous, docking, and spacewalking. They docked with an Agena booster rocket and raised their own orbit to a new record altitude of 850 miles away from Earth's surface, the furthest any human beings had been from their home planet up to that point. Today is a busy day in space shuttle history. In 1991, Space Shuttle Discovery took off to deploy the Upper Atmosphere Research Satellite.
In fairly quick manner, and because we had released it at night, we were really afraid that we were going to immediately lose sight of the spacecraft, and in fact, I did. However, we had one camcorder that was mounted in the overhead window that managed to keep sight of the payload for a little while as it gradually receded away and just disappeared into the inky black of night.
A year later, Shuttle Endeavour lifted off in 1992, carrying the first Japanese shuttle astronaut and the first African-American woman in space. This was the 50th shuttle flight.
Our mission specialist number 4, Dr. Mae Jemison, making her first flight. And our payload specialist number 1, Dr. Mamoru Mori, the first Japanese astronaut, making his first flight aboard STS-47.
And in 1993, Discovery was back on the pad, taking off to launch communication satellites and to practice for an upcoming Hubble Space Telescope repair mission.
Go for main engine start. Engines are up and burning. 2, 1, 0 and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery, launching the next generation of communication satellite technology.
In 2005, the Japanese space probe Hayabusa arrived at its destination, asteroid 25143 Itokawa, where it would gather a sample of material for return to Earth and attempt to deploy a mini rover. Hayabusa settled into an orbit around the Sun parallel to Itokawa, rather than orbiting the asteroid itself, and it maintained an initial distance of roughly 12 miles. Born on this day in 1921, science fiction author Stanislaw Lem, who was writing about nanotechnology and virtual reality in the 1960s. His novel Solaris was adapted into a movie twice, once in Russia and once in Hollywood. Actor Freddie Jones was born in 1927. He appeared in such British series as Space 1999 and Children of the Stones. On the big screen, he appeared in The Elephant Man, Firefox, Krull, and Dune, among many others. Ben Folds was born today in 1966, and born today in 1986, Alfie Allen of Game of Thrones. In 1992, actor Anthony Perkins died. In addition to his role in the Psycho films, he also starred in The Black Hole.
The most destructive force in the universe, Harry. Nothing can escape it, not even light.
I had a professor who predicted that eventually black holes would devour the entire universe.
Why not? When you can see giant suns sucked in and disappear without a trace?
In 1996, BBC Two premiered the first TV series based on the work of fantasy writer Neil Gaiman, Neverwhere.
Jessica.
Now, I've told...
Jessica.
What?
Work.
If you pay them any attention, Richard, they'll walk all over you. They all have homes, really, you know. Now, I've told Mr. Stockton that we... Richard, what are you doing?
She's hot. She's bleeding.
Richard, we're going to be late.
She's hot.
Richard.
Take me somewhere safe. They'll find me. Help me.
Look, call the emergency services. We don't give your name.
No, please. Not a hospital.
You may have to make a statement or something, and I'm not having this evening ruined by... Richard Oliver Mayhew, you put that young person down and come back here this minute, or this engagement is at an end, as of now.
In 1997, without realizing it, O'Neill and his team met one of the most powerful races in the galaxy.
We sent your enemy through the doorway.
I'll be back.
When you are gone, we will bury it.
They'll come in ships next time. They'll bring an army.
Perhaps.
As Armin Shimerman guest starred on Stargate SG-1. And in 1986, a few days after a party commemorating the 20th anniversary of Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry learned that Paramount was planning to create a new TV series involving a crew of cadets being assigned to the Enterprise, and he voiced his disapproval. The studio challenged him to come up with a better idea, and the result, a year later, was Star Trek The Next Generation. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green. Music by Casabokey.